Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed. And assalamu alaikum, my brother Bilal.
Wa alaikum, salam, brother Aziz. How are you this evening?
Great, bro. Really good, bro. I was able to connect a little early and just, glad to be here, be a part of it today.
Yeah, I saw you as you came on earlier. I said, okay, I'll bring them on. We don't want to make no mistakes about coming on too early or too late. But we're on
right,
here.
Right, that's why. Yes, absolutely.
And Brother Aziz,
I call in.
No, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
I called in earlier today, and it told me that if I call anywhere between, I could call in 15 minutes out on end, and I thought maybe I'd do that because I would already be connected this way with this busy traffic we got going in the communication since everybody's been home all day and schoolwork and all that,
Yeah.
So I know how to do it from now on, my brother.
Yes. If I was you, I would call in about 5 minutes before the show. You should be okay by doing that. Not unless you're hosting the show, but you may want to. But anyway, welcome to the show. As you know, Brother Aziz, our membership drive, because our membership numbers are way, way down. As a matter of fact, most of our participants are participating, but they have never considered joining the New Africa Business Association. So again, that's something that we have, because, like I said, when it comes to the conference call with the Black Wall Street, that's all free.
Yeah.
Everything that's conference call free. But this blog radio costs money. And so again, those of you who are participating on our radio show and don't see the value of being a member, then we're going to just have to consider that we're non-valuable, or you just don't want to be a member. So again, we are encouraging all to become members, because we are going to come to the point, if you're not a member, then on the radio station, I doubt if you'll be that much of a participant, not unless we invite you to come on with something that you have to say and we think it's important enough to bring you on. Of course, you don't have to be a member if we invite you. But at the same time, like I said, the New Africa Business Association, especially the blog radio, we have to have members because the blog radio costs money. And so with that said, we're going to add a lot of lib this evening. Our mics are open for business identification. So if you're a business owner, and we will tonight accept your identification, you can come on and identify yourself and network, but in the future, we ask that you become a member. Because again, like I said, it's dealing with the blog radio, you're dealing with the spirit's call. So, Brother Aziz, like I said, tonight we're going to just ad lib, and every now and then we may invite some guests to come on, but at the same time, like I said, we're putting heavy emphasis on joining the New Africa Business Association. And of course, we won't say no more about that right now, but it is very important that you join the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, you have any comments? And like I said, it's more or less you and I talking this evening. And of course, if Dr. Stone come on, she's definitely one of us. She joined. Dr. Stone joined months ago. But if we see with Dr. Stone, she come on, we will invite her and any guests that she wants to bring on, we will certainly honor that. But the rest of our associates, we ask them to become members. And of course, to become a member, you just go to our website, the New Africa Business Association.com, and go to our membership application and join.
Yes.
And like I said, because we have a special, that special is the same thing it costs you to join Black Wall Street. Our fees is $100 a membership because, again, the way we can promote your business. We can promote your business, of course, through blog radio, and you come on yourself and talk about your own business. But we also, blog radio itself also is promote your business even after we go off the air. And they're promoting you through every search engine out there. So again, and I can tell you right now, our statistics are telling us that we're getting calls, or we're being promoted throughout the United States, but then too, we're in North Canada and England and also the Caribbean and even some parts of Africa is participating with us. So you have, and then of course, all the we're broadcasting at the present time in about 6 or 7 different states. So your promotion of your business is being promoted in a wide range of areas, and for a cost of just a membership, where else is you going to get this type of advertisement on your business for just a membership? So with that said, we invite you to join. And Brother Aziz, like I said, we're going to ad lib, but any comments that you wish to make, go right ahead and take your time and say whatever you'd like to say.
Yes, thank you, Brother Bilal. What I'd like to do is expand on the value of the membership of being a part of the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and our Blog Talk Radio show. And primarily, the value of coming on our Blog Talk Radio show, as well as becoming a member of the New Africa Business Association, is that you are able to network with other African-American businesses out there, not only through the radio show, but you can also make personal contact with one and talk with one another, and you know, not only network, you know, through the community, you know, the phone and all that, but actually get together. You may have business ventures or ideas or products that you can share with one another. But however, in the process of getting that type of exposure for your business, as our sponsor and host, Brother Bilal, said, that our program is aired all over the world. Not like NBC or ABC, this television station like that, but it reaches millions of people that doesn't look at TV. They're on that internet. That's their entertainment, on the internet, looking at all the different things that's going on. And Blog Talk Radio itself features us on all these venues except television. They don't show the New Africa Business Association on television. But by brothers and sisters and business people that's in Africa, down in the Caribbean, and other places, you have the opportunity also to network. But moreover, once you become a member of the New Africa Market, New Africa Business Association, you're able to come on our website and have your product there listed or your business there listed, displayed, wherein other people that are not even members that may be considering wanting to see what the New Africa Business Association is about, they'll come on that website. And some of them may not even want to be a member or whatever, but they will see you on there and your business, and boom, they'll contact you. New Africa Business Association won't know nothing about the fact that, you know, unless they tell you that they were driven to your business by coming and they saw you being displayed on the New Africa Business Association. So there's a big value in being able to have people come to the New Africa Business Association website and see your business displayed there. You don't know where in the world they may be looking at this. This could be in China somewhere, something like anywhere in the part of the world, because that's the way we're marketed. That's the way our identity, our business, the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk radio show is advertised. So there is a great value in becoming a member with all those things you can get from us, as well as keeping this going on, because it does cost to have this program produced. And it's a program that we're trying to make it of value to the African-American business people as well as the African-American people, so that they can see businesses that supply their daily needs, and if not some of the luxury needs you might want. But all, you know, these businesses supply your needs and things that you're going to buy and you can buy from them. And we know there are other organizations out there that are promoting black businesses also. But we're saying is we're one that's promoting also, because there are millions of us, trillions of us in spending dollars. So here in America, we want to channel that money back into our communities by supporting these black businesses. And one of the ways that we can do it is by becoming a member of the New Africa Business Association and advertising on our website, as well as a member. You're able to come on the Blog Talk Radio show every week and speak up on your business. We'll, you know, give you a number of minutes as well as we would anybody else that's a member of the show, a member of the New Africa Business Association. So in Washington D.C. So we're looking for that. And one of our main goals now is not just reaching out nationwide as well as throughout the world for membership is. But we want to really put a hard press on the few African American businesses that are still in existence, and we're going to see can't we get them to come on the show and let it be known, because there's all different types of things happening in the community during the week and that, and you may have to reach out to them more than them reach out to us, as just well as advertising. But for those that are listening to us, again, those are some of the things that I'm talking about that bring value to your business by becoming a member of the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and having your business not only marketed on the displayed on the Internet, but also on the Blog Talk Radio show, where you may be giving information out on your business, and someone that's listening may have a question to ask you. And this is the type of relationship and interaction we want when we're talking about networking, where, you know, you got a number of different ways that you're going to be there with the public, have an interaction with the public. And we see this as a grand opportunity. This is something that we didn't have before. And we're talking about people wherever you are in America that you have a business as an African American, let us know. And when you're on the website as a member of our business association, and when your business is marketed on the website, I'm in L.A., I see you in L.A., you got this kind of business, bingo. Because I see that, you know, you market it, you advertise or displayed on the New Africa Business Association. And that's an association that is all over the United States. So we hope that you can see some of the value in our show that we're putting on, the new Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. As our host, Brother Bilal, is saying that we're networking, we're marketing and networking, but right now we're trying to get businesses to identify themselves and become a member. We need members to join up and show that we know that if you're a member, then you're going to be active in this activity, not only promoting your business, but network with others. So, again, we're looking out there for members to become a part of this and realize the value, I think, that I may have given some of you listeners today of why you should become a part of the New Africa Business Association. And I'm talking about even if you have in Washington, D.C. area, let's say, if you got a hot dog stand or a vending truck or whatever out there by the mall, you may want to be a part of our association and market and advertise that you have a business here that's right out on the mall. It'll show a picture of the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, or wherever you may be, in the Library of Congress, wherever. But people will know when they're traveling where they can come and get some mementos from Washington, D.C., some whatnot items that you could display in your home, or some T-shirts or some hats or like something like that you can buy for yourself as well as others. So this is what I'm talking about, you know, some of the advantages of being a member of the New Africa Business Association when you can do things like that. You know, here, like I say, be a vendor on the streets, wherever. You might have a hot dog truck in San Diego or a vending truck in San Diego somewhere as an African American business. And let people know. You might be Leroy's Barbecue Joint down in Richmond, Virginia. If we know you're there, and Leroy, if you know about us or mine, this is what we're talking about, networking and marketing. Leroy's Barbecue can become a member of the New Africa Business Association, and people will know about you down there in Richmond, Leroy. So, again, you know, we're looking for members, business people to become a member of this New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., and participate in this Blog Talk Radio show, and you will see the value in being a part of this, and you will see your business grow. Brother Bilal,
thanks for your comment, Brother Aziz. Definitely appreciate your comment. Brother. Go right ahead. I'm sorry,
absolutely.
Brother. Go right ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, you know, and, you know, we'd like some of our participants to participate in on this. This is their first time, but also, again, we're seeking that membership. We, you know, we're letting them know that there's value in marketing and networking and how we can market your and display your business to a huge market. We're talking about millions, not 100 or 1,000 or something like that. This goes out for millions to see. And, you know, hopefully they will see the value in it. And many will see the value in it. But, again, that's what we're doing right now, Brother Bilal. Again, just we're out to get membership so we can continue to keep the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio show going and even bigger. And I thank you for letting me share that with them, Brother Bilal.
Oh, by all means, like I said, Brother Aziz, until our membership goes up, we're going to have to go back to what we did when we first got started. And like, just saying, when we first got started, Brother Aziz, you and I have been on this station now for 4 years doing this blog radio, and for 3 of those years, we didn't ask for any memberships at all. We just simply supported business so we could show our values first before we ask that you participate with us. So we for the last 4 years, we've been, and just to show you, the importance of having a business association, and we're not the only business association, but I am saying the business association right here in Washington, D.C., because of our large range of audience, anytime someone wants to do anything, and I don't care whether it's in another state, I don't care if it's another business association, or whether it's a different community, they get in touch with us to announce what they are trying to do in many, many areas. So we don't get all these calls asking that we put out announcements all over the country, putting out announcements for different activities and events that are going on in many parts of the country. They call us and ask us if we would put out this information. So again, they're not. That was the show. But yes, they are. They're calling us because there's nobody else to call. Who else is going to? Who else is out here promoting your own business? Remember, I am a businessman. I'm a financial planner. I could easily be doing a state planning presentation. I could be doing a qualified planning, such as those who need different pension plans and different tax write-offs at that time of year. And we will be coming on giving out that type of valuable information. But I'm saying if I wanted to just be personal and try to make money just for my own personal business, then that's the type of activities I would be doing is and financial planning. Like I said, you can never get enough information on all of the, especially African-Americans, because most of us, when it comes to even incorporating your business, most of us don't know too much about the incorporation of a business. And we know that there are many, many businesses where you can become put in announcements as to where you can become a contractor with the government, or with or you can become a subcontractor with contractors. We can help in helping you to fill out public announcements where you may want to compete for some of these contract opportunities that are being available, but you don't know how to go by doing such a thing. I think, Brother Aziz, we got someone on that we're going to have to put on mute because they are keeping way too much noise. And so I'm asking anybody who's on here, put yourself on mute, or we'll put you on mute.
Yeah,
we just got rid of the noise. Because, again, right. The folks who won't put themselves on mute, we put them on mute, and now we can't hear you. If you have a question or like to have a comment, you can't make your comment. Why? Because you're keeping way too much noise, and you're disturbing the radio station. So, again, if you're not speaking, put yourself on mute so we don't have to hear excessive noise, and we can share information, and others can share information with us, and hopefully this information can be valuable information. I do see where we have Director Stone. I think she is with us, so I want to greet her. I see where she's coming on. Director Stone, are you with
us? Yes, sir. Good top of the evening, everyone. How's everyone doing this evening?
Good evening,
Director
Stone. As you know, we are pushing for our membership. Our membership is way down, and I want to thank you because, like we had said earlier, you had no problems at all joining the New Africa Business Association, even though you were director with Black Wall Street. You saw the value of this organization, and you bought value to the organization, and there are many, many businesses small businesses, large businesses that everyone have a chance to know about because of the value that you're bringing. I am going to repeat again that though if there is some there is noise in the background, so I would ask that maybe you check and make certain that the noise is not coming from you. But after with that being said, Director Stone, I'm going to turn it over to you. Any comments, take your time. You are a member, so members, and we thank you for your membership. And because you're a member,
yes,
go right ahead and say what you want to say. And if you have an invited guest, we accept your guest too. Good evening, Dr. Stone.
Yes, sir. I have invited a young man to come on. King Collins, are you with us this evening? Mr. Collins. Okay. Well, maybe couldn't get on. I had an issue when I called in. It for some reason I wasn't able to sign right on. But I want to greet everyone all across the nation. This is Director Stone, the National Director of Black Wall Street USA, over the National Women's Council. We are doing some great and amazing things along with the African Business Association in bringing together entrepreneurs, ancestors from all across the globe. I was just watching the local news on this evening at 4 p.m., and I saw where they're over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they found a mass grave with a number of bodies in it.
Wow.
So in saying that, beloved, now I'm down in Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma is roughly about a 6.5-hour drive from where I am. But with what has transpired in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it is being revealed. The thing that has been covered up for better than 100 years or so, what's concealed is now being revealed. So we need all our brothers and sisters from all walks of life to show up strong. Bring your family, bring your loved ones, bring your boss and your checkbook to Tulsa, Oklahoma in May 2021. And for those of you that may not know about this, this movie star, his name is Samuel L. Jackson. He has been doing a documentary on himself. He's been doing it on his lineage. His aunt had traced his lineage back as far as Ghana, Africa. So this brother has made a movie, and it's called Enslaved. Look it up. It is a powerful documentary on our ancestors, and they are just kind of piecing the things together, going into libraries and pulling old records and finding names of loved ones. They've even hired divers, dived to the bottom of the sea, and they found anchors and cannon guns, and they found a ship in the bottom of the sea, too, somewhere between Costa Rica, the Bahamas, somewhere around about there, that had slaves entrapped in the bottom of that boat with chains still on them. Beloved, we have something powerful that we can come together and give honor and praises to God Almighty,
yeah,
for
yeah.
such a time as this. They have paved the way for all of us. This is our time, beloved. Every entrepreneur there is, you're never too old and you're never too young to step out on faith and birth forth whatever gift that God has given you to empower others, to empower others, to encourage others. And I see my guest has just texted me. Mr. Collins, thank you so much for coming on. Can you hear me? Is your phone unmuted?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome, 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 brother. I want to tell them a little bit about you, and I'm gonna pass the baton or pass the mic on to you. Today I received a phone call. I was looking for an appraiser. Brother Paul Miller was up visiting with me on yesterday, and we needed an appraisal for a piece of property that I have here. And I had a phone call from this gentleman's office, and lo and behold, the phone call that came through, he does not deal with appraisals. But I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about his initiative. But, Brother Bilal, it was just by faith that we connected, because when I spoke to him, he was wanting to know more about Black Wall Street and getting connected with Black Wall Street. And I told him about the African Business Association. So, Brother Paul, I don't know how much longer we have, but I'm going to turn the mic over to you. And if you would, please share with them. It was just God's divine intervention that we came together on today. So go right ahead and share with them, please.
Excellent. Okay. Well, first off, my name is King Collins. I'm here in Houston, Texas. I focus on the real estate markets. I also focus on buying and reselling assets. You know, we do this once again in Houston, Los Angeles, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. But our primary business is it's called Bringing People Closer. It's where we focus on low-income areas, undeveloped areas, you know, poverty-stricken areas. We go into these areas, we focus on rehabilitating properties and also educating the community on how to invest and buy their own block and rehabilitate. So today, when I got the phone call out of the blue, you know, I knew it was something else. Cause I get these vibes, and I got this vibe from this wonderful lady, and I just wanted to know more. I mean, it sounded like the conversation was the wrong call. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, oh, maybe she just have the wrong number. But as she spoke more, I became more intrigued, and then more and more I found out that we are on a similar path as far as looking to accomplish things. You know, I'm very, very big on enhancing the community, you know, bringing people closer from black, brown, all shades. You know, we want to make sure that we have, you know, people who are willing to empower, once again, each other and empower the community. So that's something really big that I'm on board to do. And I believe you guys can point us in the right direction. Or maybe we can help in another way.
Great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Does anyone have any questions for this brother?
Yes, brother Colin, this is our brother Aziz. I'm wondering, do you have a website or something, or do you have a contact number where we, you know, find a little more about what you're involved in, like, or?
Yeah, currently I have a whole media team, a whole publicist team that's revamping our entire brand. I'm talking new logos, new sites, you know, very, very up-to-date video footage, 4K footage. So our new platform is under construction, but I do have a complete bio on myself that I can provide whoever is interested. I ask, you know, just send me an email. My name is King, K-I-N-G, B as in boy, T as in Paul, C as in cat, LLC at Gmail. And that's King, BPC, LLC at Gmail. You can reach me there. When I respond back, I'll have my number in there for you, or I can leave my number now online, and anybody can call me or text me, you know, and request my bio, and it can give you everything I've been involved in for the past 14 years investing in assets.
Oh, man, great, great.
Okay. Director Stone, did you have any more comments? Or anyone have any questions for Mr. Collins? Our mics are still open to everybody.
No, I just want to thank the brother for turning aside. I know it's late in the evening, and he could have chose not to come on, but I do appreciate you taking the time to come on and share with us along those lines. And I am going to get with you. I've saved your number in my phone, and I will be coming into the Houston area. I know I have a meeting first thing in the morning, and that meeting is going to be about 4 to 5 hours long. But if we can't get together tomorrow, I will be coming back, I think, on the 29th or so. Maybe we can sit down and discuss some things further concerning our mission, our goals, our initiatives, and how you can become a part of what we're doing in Black Wall Street, USA now. Our ultimate goal is to take this from city to city and from state to state. We are truly trying to empower our people, change their mindsets, prepare them for a greater future, because the world, as we have known it in time past, it's certainly changing, and things are changing. This election is crazy, and it's going to get even more crazier before the election day. So we need to power and prepare our people, both physically, mentally so, and spiritually so. So let's join forces, beloved, and make some things happen. And thank you again, Ella Bilal, for having me on and accepting my guest and sharing on this evening. Thank you so much.
Director Stone, thank you, and thank you for your membership. Mr. Collins,
yeah.
Collins, I would like to say that your initiative, what you just made an announcement on, is what the New Africa Business Association is all about. identifying businesses in the African American community, being able to promote those businesses and create new businesses jointly. You've heard so saying that your regular participation is invited. But like I said, but at the same time, in order to keep this national, local and national broadcast going, especially the blog radio, we need members. And like I said, for the last 3 years or so, we more or less financed the show and the business association. And I say we, my brother Aziz, and two or three of our other directors of the New African Business Association. But now we're at the point now where we have to have a member, support members, who will become members of the association. And and by becoming a member, now your membership dues can pay for many of the events that we are trying to present, as to where we can continue to promote African American businesses throughout the United States. But like I said, if you look at our statistics is telling you not only are we promoting our businesses here in the United States, but you take Africans and African Americans all over in England, in Canada, the Caribbean, and even Africa. And then, of course, the blog radio, which we're speaking, that's not our biggest audience. Our biggest audience is our internet listeners. Those are the listeners that are listening all over the world. And we will know at the end of every show just what the listening audience and where those participants came from. But your emphasis on building the African American community—that is a—that is the reason for the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street. Like I said, Black Wall Street was one of the most successful businesses that has ever existed in this country, other than during the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and those folks that they call Black Muslims back in the early 30s and 20s. They had more businesses throughout the United States than any time in our history. So those two communities have merged together to have Black Wall Street all over this country. And I can say we are doing some a powerful thing throughout this country. And I'm very proud of what's happening here in Washington, D.C. In another year or so, Washington, D.C. is going to be able to show you the beginning of what Black Wall Street was. And because, again, some of the projects that we are doing, it's not like this is being planned. No, we have millions of dollars that we're getting ready to go in innovation and new buildings right here in the nation's capital. So, again, it was done by Community Business Association and the business associations right here in Washington, D.C., coming together and creating a value that you will be able to see in another year. So, again, I don't want to really talk about those values because it's something that we want to show. Because, Brother Aziz, you know and I know, it's probably one of the biggest ventures that has taken place since Black Wall Street.
Yes.
But this is the example that the New Africa Business Association and all the other business associations are showing. And the different businesses. And I'm going to tell you, I've never been to Houston. But after working with Director Sloan, and she's the one who's been bringing out most of the businesses in Houston. And I can tell you right now, I am looking forward to visiting that city because African Americans in the city of Houston look like they're doing some powerful things. So the same
innovation. Yes, absolutely.
the same innovation that you see going on here in the nation's capital, Houston, Atlanta, Pennsylvania. I mean, listen, the African American Business Association and the African American communities, we're changing. It's never going to go back the way it used to be. And as a matter of fact, it's just a matter of time that we will be hiring many, many citizens all over the country. And of course, we want to make certain our African-American brothers and sisters come first because they deserve it. They're the ones who made it happen. But just like you said, Mr. Howard, we invite all. We invite all, but at the same time, we invite you, and we hope you come aboard, and I'm talking about others than African Americans. We hope you come aboard, but at the same time, our initiative will not be changed, and our effort of this business growth is just starting, and I'm telling you, that $1.3 trillion that has been spent by other business associations other than African Americans. They may get that money this year, but it will be diminishing in following years, and those dollar bills are coming back to our community. So again, our mics are wide open, but I can't put a strong emphasis. Brothers and sisters, you must join the New Africa Business Association. Go to our website, newafricabusinessassociation.com, Washington, D.C., and go to our membership and please join. At the present time, like I said, as a business owner, you're joining the New Africa Business Association, and our fees is $100 a year to join, but at the same time, since we have merged with the Black Wall Street, we don't want to make our members pay any more money than our associates are paying Black Wall Street. Now, I am a member of the New Africa Business Association. I am a member of the Black Wall Street. And so is Director Stone, Brother Aziz. But I'm saying we must have memberships, because this is not a free conference call. No, this is a radio station that must be paid for. But again, look at what this radio station is doing for us. It's bringing us together all over this country. And since January, like I said, we're talking to Houston, we're talking to Mississippi, we're talking to Oklahoma, we're talking to Pennsylvania, we're talking, hey, I can go on and on. This all happened just this year. Our growth this year has been tremendous, but at the same time, I can't emphasize enough, we must have the membership. So again, I'm going to go back to the mics. I do want to recognize one of our state directors, and I am going to go to Virginia. Brother Omar, are you with us?
Yes, I am, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Any comments, you know, Brother Omar?
Nothing, Brother Omar.
Go right ahead and make it.
No, I was just impressed with the brother's presentation in regards to some of the things that we had discussed previously as it relates to real estate development and development of real estate trust. So obviously the brother bring a lot of assets and information and experience, you know, to our process. You know, so again, welcome. Hopefully that this will not be the last time you have input, and I'm very interested in your projects or what you're doing in Texas.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes.
And so our mics are open. You don't have to wait for me to ask for you to join in. If you have a comment or want to comment about politics, and brothers and sisters, we got 13 more days. If we don't win this election, none of us know what to say if Donald Trump gets back in office. So again, you got to get out there and vote. And
speaking of
But like I said, our mics are open. If you have a comment, those of you who haven't maybe had a chance to speak, I see we have quite a few on the phone. Go ahead and speak up. Our mics are open to you.
Okay, well, first I wanted to say thank you for all those great things you guys, you know, were saying in reference to the Houston market. You guys are actually true. I mean, the black community in Houston is, you know, very, very strong. As far as, you know, black independent women, I think we're one of the larger cities to embrace the independent women culture. Of course, we want them to be, you know, with black men as well, but we have a strong line of independent women here in Houston that pushes the market, you know, so I'm loving that, you know, and I want our men to be as strong as well, you know, in unity with our women. So I'm just really big on bettering our community. And with the resources that you all provide, hold on 1 second. But it's I'm sorry about that, but yes. So I'm really, really encouraging anyone who's interested in getting involved, you know, please reach out to us. Once again, my email is King, K-I-N-G, B as in boy, P as in Paul, C as in cat, LLC, @gmail.com. Reach out, say hi, let's communicate, let's network, let's build.
Okay, again, thank you, Mr. Collins. Like I said, we look forward to your continuing participation, and we certainly invite your membership, and not only your membership, but anyone else who has not joined the New Africa Business Association. I cannot emphasize the importance of your joining, because our expenses are growing, and as a matter of fact, the cost to participate on the radio, that is even increasing, and then we want to increase our range. Our broadcasting range, but that's all going to cost money, and so we can't make a move until our memberships increase. So again, by all means, go to the New Africa Business Association.com, Washington D.C., and go to our memberships. And like I said, the membership has been cut in half. We're taking. You're going to see where the cost is $100. But we're going to cut that in half to only $50 because of this pandemic. And you will still have the same benefits from being a member as you would have had if you had paid our regular membership dues. And of course, by being a member, you can now come on and talk about your business, share your ideas. You can be heard constantly. Because you're a member, and not only that, you may even be hosting one of the program because you have a message that we need to turn the show over to you. The only thing you have to do is just send us an email. Our email is nabassc@gmail.com. That stands for the New Africa Business Association. That's nabassc. @gmail.com, and you can make whatever request that you wish to make, and even showing us where we should have you as a speaker on the radio. Again, I'm not going to take up all the time. We only have about 5 or 6 more minutes, so anyone who haven't had a chance to introduce their business or any comments that you like to make, I am going to go back to an open mic. And we welcome your comments.
Peace and blessings. This is Sister Rahima Rahim in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm sorry I got on late. I was trying to get on another line. I'm getting mixed up. I didn't look at my calendar. But at any rate, I just want to encourage everybody to think seriously about coming to or being or participating either virtually or in person within the Black Wall Street at Oklahoma next year, Memorial Day weekend. So thanks for letting me share. Peace.
Oh, yeah, thanks so much.
All right.
And with that said, I'm any other comments anyone wants to make before we have a Director Stone. I want to have her to repeat her opening. Many of you may not have heard her opening, and her opening is very, very important and something that we have to consider and start taking serious and see how we're going to make whole what has happened to that destruction in Black Wall Street. And as far as I am concerned, this country owes us a serious debt that we're going to demand that it being paid. But before we can make that demand, we're going to have to be standing very strong as a business association, which means that as a strong business association, we may stop doing businesses with many of these businesses out here who are not giving us the support that we feel we deserve, especially for the dollars that we're spending. So again, if there are more comments, I want to go back, Director Stone, please inform us before we go off about what you just discovered, because everybody didn't get a chance to hear that, and it's very important. Director Stone.
Yes, this afternoon I was watching the evening news, and they had a clip on there about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the race riot. There were some crew workers that were working in an area, and they started digging and found out that it was a grave. And there were a number of bodies in that grave, and they were finding the bones there. Now, we're in Texas, and again, I said I'm about 6.5 hour drive from Oklahoma. But, beloved, we're asking everyone that possibly can to please come to Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 2021. Also, we have a meeting tomorrow at 4 p.m. with our event planner. If you want to know more about that, jump on the next call, and Sister Rahima will be there to give you that information. I have another conference call that I have to take at 7 o'clock today. But thank you again, Brother Bilal, for allowing me to share.
And Sister Rahima, with that
thank
said,
you.
With that said, Sister Rahima, would you please give everybody the information as to where they can send in their support or support you in whatever way you need support? Sister Rahima.
Yes, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, R.
What you doing with?
Sister Rahima, are you with us? Okay.
The chamber
is there anyone else? Is there anyone
I'm on
else?
Mute. Am I on mute?
Okay, Sister Rahima.
No, you're not on mute.
You only have 90
seconds. Am I being heard?
Yes, yes, you are.
Yes, you
are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give you the number to the Eventbrite, the IWIN, Sister Allison Cunningham, who is our event planner. The number, I was talking and saying maybe I could do it later, but anyway, the number is, if you have a pen, 312, this is a Zoom call, 312-626-6799. 312-626-6799. The meeting ID number is 879-3871-3615. And if they ask you for any other another passcode, you just put in the last three numbers, 615. So the meeting ID number is 879-3871-3615. And that will give you an idea of exactly where we are with this program. It'll be, you can either be there in person or you can be there virtually. So that's what I want to share. Thank you very much, Steve.
And Sister Rahima will be on the 8 o'clock. Sister Rahima will be on the 8 o'clock Black Wall Street show. And for those of you who wish to participate in the Black Wall Street conference call, the call-in number is 712-451-0683. Let me repeat that number, 712-451-0683. You have an access code, and that's 614-060-POUND, 614-060-POUND. And so that show will start in just about a minute from now. And at this time, New Africa Business Association, we are again next Wednesday. We remember, please go to the New Africa Business Association website, newafricabusinessassociation.com, Washington, D.C., and please join. Again, Bilal Bynum, along with my co-host, Aziz
Abdulaziz Shaheed.
Brother, we will be back with you next Wednesday, and along with hopefully all of our members. A good evening.
Thank you.